This episode of the Queen Comedy Podcast is sponsored by Cornfield, Wisconsin. Hosts Aaron, Gabby, and Ward talk about cryptids like Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster, as well as other cryptids native to Wisconsin. They also have a bi-weekly special called NASIV, known as North American Stay-at-Home Vacation. It's a fun-fueled ride with laid-back friends on a Friday night where they try to stay on topic and tell you fun facts about each state. Ward always has to throw in some sad facts just to even it out. They love tangents and relating to real life almost as much as they like talking about the topics. So check out Cornfield, Wisconsin, anywhere you find podcasts, or at www.fiddlerandshoots.com.
You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's James, and today I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Luke LaCoy.
Hello, I'm Luke LaCoy, the Tabasco Master.
The reason Luke's saying that is today we're going to have kind of a wild show because next episode after this, we're going to have Stacey King, who, if you guys are not familiar with Stacey King, he is a Chicago Bull. He was on the team when Jordan and Pippen were there, and he's a championship winner. But he also has some crazy, like, catchphrases that he uses because he is still a Bulls commentator. So his big one is, "Give me the hot sauce." That's like his thing that he says. He has a new podcast called Stacey King's Give Me the Hot Sauce Podcast, where you probably heard promos for it if you've been listening. And we are going to have him on the podcast. But today we're going to do something cool. We have our great friend David Studebaker here with us. He is going to talk about Stacey King because he knows basketball probably better than anybody. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Dry Bar. He went and filmed the Dry Bar special. We don't know when it's going to come out, but we're going to hear about his experience doing that. And then he's going to challenge Luke and I to 90s sports trivia. Now, keep in mind, I was a baseball kid growing up, baseball and football, and Luke is from Canada. So unless it's about hockey or like maple tree syrup tapping or something, or maybe Smash Brothers, he's not going to know. So it's going to be a wild time. So let's bring on David. David, welcome.
Yeah, yes. Thank you. I got my Warriors NBA champions. I wear this only because I spent the entire 1990s having my Warriors destroyed by the Bulls. So Stacey King may have his three rings from the early 90s destroying my hopes and dreams as a child. But we own the 2010s. And behind me, I am, and we'll talk to Stacey about this, but I am a 1990s jersey and logo aficionado of the NBA. It was the golden age. So you got the Pistons there, the Supersonics, the classic Raptors, Grizzlies. Grizzlies jerseys were amazing. So, and the Warriors. The guy who was Thunder, the mascot, he became a stand-up comedian. A buddy of mine actually did a run of shows with him. So he's cool. He was a cool guy. And yeah, so big fan of the NBA. Whenever like I had to go upstairs and read as a kid, because there was like the forced reading for school, I almost always would crack open the Encyclopedia of Basketball. So that gives you an idea of what you're working with here. And I am very excited. As soon as James hit me up for this, the moment NBA came out of his mouth, it could have been that we were interviewing Bimbo Coles, and I'd be like, yes, I am in. But Stacey King is awesome, and I'm very excited to get a sense of the hot sauce and feel the hot sauce all over my
that's,
my body.
That's a different show.
And Luke with his Cholula sauce. It's going to be very saucy. Although, actually, Luke, you're not even going to be there for the episode, right?
I'm competing to see if I deserve to be on that episode tonight.
Yeah, we'll see how Luke does with the trivia. Stacey may walk with some of Luke's lack of knowledge here. But no, it's very, very exciting.
All right, so before we jump into the trivia, why don't you tell us a little bit about your Dry Bar experience? Because this is not something that everybody has done, and it's kind of a bigger thing, right? Like, everyone thinks Netflix specials, but Dry Bar is huge. I mean, there's people that have 4 million views on it. Chris Cope, who was on my friend Agostino's podcast, he talked about how when he did he did another thing, and he had like a million views, but on like Drybar when they put it on, he had like 3 or 4 million views. He did, oh yeah, he did the Tonight Show, had 1 million views on YouTube. He did Drybar, had 4 million views. So that's telling you how big of a deal this is nowadays. So kind of tell us about your experience. You don't have to go into like
Drybar is really huge. They said they have like over 100 million subscribers, and it almost in a way is bigger than a Netflix special. Netflix is massive, and right. If you're really famous, if you're Dave Chappelle, it's huge. But in terms of just eyeballs, Netflix has so much on it, whereas Drybar is, you know, it's their thing. So it really is like I was really excited, and they definitely, that's a really amazing production quality, and they have like a 7-camera shoot, and it's in a beautiful theater, and they're really, I had a blast working with them, and it was interesting because, you know, in the past Drybar specials are shot in front of, you know, sold out crowds, and there's 400 people, and they're like, it's packed in there, and it's a really, it's considered one of like the best audiences in the country, like that live audience there. And so going in, I was a little bit like, oh, just my luck. You know, I get my Drybar special during COVID, so they have to have a lower capacity. So there were about 80 people there, and it was comedy club style. Normally it's theater style. This one was comedy club style. So they had tables to kind of separate everyone out. And it was actually, in a way, it was kind of nice because I'd done lots of theaters and lots of comedy clubs, but like, it kind of felt like I was at my home club, the San Francisco Punchline. It was like, you know, this is like, I'm in my element. This was great. It allowed me also, I think, in a way, to interact with the audience in a better way than if it was fully packed, because there was more movement to talk to them. So yeah, it was really awesome. And at the end of the second show, I got a standing ovation. And I didn't have to pay them to do that. You know, it was organic. And so it was really, really cool. And it was funny because the first show, I had only done one live show in the past year going into that. And normally when you film a special, you want to have been like performing that over and over and over again. But I have done so many virtual shows over the past few months that it wasn't so much like that I needed to work on any material, and a lot of the stuff I was doing was older stuff anyways, but it was more just like the physical act of standing in front on a larger stage in front of audience. It was just kind of interesting. And what you don't know when you're away from it for a while is timing. It's so much harder to time stuff out. And you have, for Drybar, you have between 20 and 25 minutes. And so I wanted to fill that 25 minutes to just have as much stuff as possible. And then from the two shows, they could edit it in. And all three of the comedians, so there's myself and two other comics, all three of us, we all went like blew through our material so fast. And we all were kind of like scrambling towards the end. And so I was really frustrated at the end of the first show because I had a really good 20, but the bit that I was supposed to close on got a big applause break. And so I should have just been like, all right, I'm David Studebaker, thank you, and walked off. But I wanted to use that last 5, and I just kind of messed around, and it was clunky at the end. So I was really frustrated, but then like I gathered myself, and in the second show, I was like, okay, I've been on stage now, I know what this feels like. And so the second show, I kind of reworked some stuff, it reinserted some other material to fill out the 25, ended on the bit I should have ended on the other time. And standing out. And I'm now known as the Oracle of Drybar.
There you go.
I don't want to go into that, but there was a guy in the front row in the second show, and I do this a lot where I just interact with audience members, and I looked at him, I was in the rafters scoping people out, and I was like, I know exactly what that guy looks like. So I was like, you look like, I pulled up, I was like, tell me this guy doesn't look like Michael Keaton if he went into finance. And because he really did. And then he sits down, and then I asked him, so what do you really do for a living? And he said, I work in finance. and then I won't give it away because there's even more surprises. But then like I also guessed exactly where this like Italian looking guy next to him lives and where he's in witness protection. And like the place went nuts. Like when I guessed both of them, it was like, yeah. So it was really, really nice. And it was good because in the first show, one of the guys lied to me about what he did for a living. And that kind of annoyed me because I knew he was lying. But, you know, I didn't have the time. Normally, if I'm like doing like an hour and I'm headlining, I'm like, if someone lies to me, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to make this really awkward for you. And we're just going to really play around. But I had such a short time frame. I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the biker looking guy next to you. But it was cool. It was a risk because with specials, you're usually not supposed to do much crowd work. And I didn't do a lot. It was just kind of in one spot. But it was really cool. The team at Dry Bar was really supportive, and they were excited about how that went. And so, yeah, there's my long story. There's my long Dry Bar. Check it out in 9 to 12 months.
That's the thing is they don't kind of tell you when it comes out. You just find out a little bit, I think, ahead of time, like not very long before that that's coming out. So I heard that from multiple people. So I'm excited for you. I'm proud. I'm glad that you were able to do that. And so now David will have a special, which will be great. So no matter what happens in the future, no one can take that away from him.
Right. That's right.
And we're gonna watch party it too, right?
We're gonna do a watch party for it whenever we know it's gonna come out. We're gonna do a big watch party. So. We'll keep details up for you. We'll probably stream like something while we're doing it, and then we'll have a watch party with us and friends and whatever and stuff. And who knows? Maybe I'll rent out like a club theater or something, and we'll like watch it all together and do something. We'll figure it out. But we'll do something.
We'll have David lip sync it while it's going on.
Well, and what I was gonna say is, you guys can see that like I'm not lying about how much that guy looked like Michael Keaton with an MBA. Yeah. Like you'll see.
Perfect. So now that we've done that, David, how do you want to do? Do you want us to like use the reaction button to like put a thumbs up if we know the answer, or are you gonna go back and forth like
Here's what I'm gonna do.
Okay,
I'm gonna go because Luke has almost no shot.
don't say that because I don't know as much about the.
Well, yeah. So here's the thing. Luke has like no shot. James has like a little bit of a shot on some of them. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Luke first. Okay. I'm going to get his hilarious attempt at this. And then I'll see if James can clean it up, and I'll have you, James, keep score in the chat box, because this is exciting. The people listening and watching at home, they want to know that this is an above board competition, and whoever wins, let's do this. Whoever wins gets to be on the Stacey King interview. How about that?
I kind of have to already be on there, but okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're going to win. So it's
maybe,
I personally would love for Luke to be there, but Luke, it might be a little embarrassing. You guys will see. Maybe the audience at home will determine. So do we have any music? Do we have any theming for this? Britney Spears. I was thinking of something 90s. I don't know. I went with Britney Spears. I apologize. Now Stacey King, he's been the Bulls color commentator for like 8-12 years, something like a long time. Yeah. But he played in the 90s, and he went to University of Oklahoma, I believe, and he was the college player of the year going. Mm-hmm. And he was drafted high, played with the Bulls, and then this is funny because he got traded in the mid 90s after 3 championships. He got traded from the Bulls to the Timberwolves, which is the, like, especially at that point in time, Minnesota Timberwolves are not a free agent destination in general in the NBA, but like at that time they were horrible. And so to go from like Chicago, one of the great cities, to the greatest team maybe ever, to you got traded for Luke Longley to the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I look forward to asking him how, because he's a very honest guy. I love how he's got a great sense of humor. He's very honest. So I'll be interested to see like what that experience was like for him.
Wasn't the Timberwolves like one of the like early expansion teams? Like they weren't one of the original NBA teams. They were like an expansion team. And then later on, we had another expansion team, was like the Raptors, the Grizzlies, and some
other teams. There was a lot more expansion, but yeah, they were an early one. But yeah, no, it wasn't the Garnett era of Minnesota Timberwolves.
That's true.
So, but yeah, so I'm very excited. So All right, so we're going to start off with the Bulls. First question, Luke, what two teams did Michael Jordan play for?
Okay, the Bulls.
That's the easy one.
And I have no idea.
Do you want to just throw a guess out there?
It would be a college team, right?
No, two NBA teams. Oh. Sorry. Two NBA teams. And I'll give you a hint. They're not any of the teams that are behind me here.
Well, considering I've never even heard of the Timberwolves prior to this, I don't know. The Slytherin?
Slytherin. You're actually very close.
James, do you want to give it a shot?
Was it the Washington Wizards?
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
You were close because you said Slytherin. Like, you were literally like, that's a wizard. I mean, you're not.
I'm keeping track in the chat. James is up 1-0. 1-0. All right. Luke, who was the legendary, maybe some consider the greatest of all time, him or Red Auerbach, who was the coach that guided Stacey King to 3 championships with the Bulls? I'll give you a hint. He's known as the Zen Master.
I've seen the documentary too. And I've
Luke's like the Dalai Lama. Was it the Dalai Lama?
I'm going to go with Redenbacher.
Well, no, I just said it's not the popcorn man. I just said it's not Red Auerbach. Red Auerbach is considered kind of the other greatest coach of all time. Nor is it the popcorn magnate.
Orville.
So
I'm sticking with my answer.
Okay, James.
Phil Jackson, man. Phil Jackson. How do you know?
There you go. There you go.
Everyone would at least know that one, I thought.
Off to a good start. Okay, okay. Actually, I'm going to move up one since it's already 2-0, James. I'm going to give Luke a shot to come up here because the one thing Luke knows about is sneakers.
Oh,
so,
okay, good.
What legendary sneakers, my personal favorite of all of the Jordans, what sneakers did Michael Jordan wear in Space Jam? When they go get his, you know, his jersey and his sneakers, what sneakers does he wear?
I want to say the Jordan 6s, right?
No, I'll give you one more shot.
Oh. I don't know. The Jordan Air Retros?
No, Jordan 11s. Jordan 11s.
I would have never done that, actually.
They look like 6s, so, you know.
Yeah. Actually, well,
I almost said Air Max 95s. I don't know why I said that, but that would have been way off. Okay. I don't know shoes, so there you go.
Yeah, well, that's why I didn't even go to you on that one, James. I was just going to give. That was like a Luke exclusive. That's a Luke. If he got it, so they are the Jordan 11s.
They do not look like 6s.
I don't even know what they look like. I'll have to Google that later, I guess.
To me, they're the coolest ones, especially that, not the ones he wore, but the ice blue ones. Or maybe he did wear the ice blues in it. I can't remember, but they're beautiful. Okay, Luke, who is taller, Manute Bol or Muggsy Bogues?
These are real people, right?
Yeah, they are.
I'll give you a hint. One of them is like the tallest player to play in the 90s, and the other one is the shortest player to play in the 90s.
Was he the shortest to ever play, though, too?
No.
No,
that's
really?
Earl Boykins. Earl okay. Boykins. 5'5", I think. 5'6".
Okay, gotcha. All right,
so we had Menudo and
Manute. And yeah, Manute Bol and Bigsy. Muggsy Bogues.
Let's go with the second one.
You're going Muggsy Bogues?
Muggsy, yep.
Wow. Sounds okay, like there you go. Luke's on the board. It's Luke, James 2, Luke 1. Okay.
And he was actually one of my favorite players because I was also short growing up. And so he gave me hope that I might be able to ball one day. Also, I cannot ball. So there you go. I suck at basketball.
All right. This is another one. This is what city did the Supersonics play in? he didn't even notice I pointed to the logo that would have helped him, but he didn't see it.
Okay, I'm trying to do this logically. Okay, there's a Sonic drive-thru in like every state. I'm trying to think like where the first one was. I'm gonna say Sacramento.
Close, close. You're on the right coast, and it does start with an S. James, would you like to?
The Seattle Supersonics.
That's right. Look, Luke, I moved over, but you were looking up, searching for your answer. It has the space needle right there on the logo.
And they no longer exist. That team no longer exists.
They are now the Oklahoma City Thunder. Yeah. So James has three. It's 3-1.
Which sucks because I used to love the Supersonics. They were pretty awesome back in the day.
Yeah, no, there's been like multiple attempts to kind of bring them back. But they've all failed. But yeah, and then Supersonics, gotta love the Frasier episode with the it wasn't a real Supersonics player, but great episode. So all right, Luke, what NBA player and Bulls rival was known as the Mailman? And if this helps you, I believe he was someone did a voice of his on Crank Yankers back in the day.
Really?
I don't know that that'll help you. Or maybe he did the voice. No, they did a voice. Or the Man Show. Maybe I know he was made fun of by Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, he's been made fun of by a lot of people. But
no, but like regular thing to the point where like him and Kimmel did a whole thing together.
Oh, so. Really? Okay. It must be Kimmel's thing then.
The Mailman.
Mailman, I have no idea.
And I'll give you another hint, just to help you out. I'll even tell you what team he played for. He played for the Utah Jazz.
He's probably the only black guy in Utah. If that helps. I don't know if that helps.
Oh, Magic?
Yeah, you know, they always say that those Showtime Jazz, like Kareem and Magic, you know, going down Salt Lake City Boulevard. No, it was not Magic Johnson. Do you want to give one more shot, or should I just kick it to James?
No, give one more shot.
It's gonna get worse from here.
We want it worse. Go again. Okay, I'll give you another hint. The teammate that he was known for, the pick and roll. They had the most legendary pick and roll was John Stockton, short shorts himself, and the Mailman. Who's the Mailman?
I don't know. The word O'Neal is in my head. Is popping up.
Oh, no. Okay.
There were a lot of O'Neals in the 90s. I'll give you that.
James, would you like to get this one?
Karl Malone.
Yeah. James has 4-1.
You know why I know that, though? Because on NBA Jam, you could play as John Stockton and Karl Malone, and that's what they would do.
So I want to ask Stacy if Luke was there, if he's there for the episode, he wanted to ask Stacy if he was in NBA Jam. Because NBA Jam, they only have like three or four players per team. So they probably, no offense to Stacy, we love you, Stacy, but
it was Pippen, Jordan, and I know in the later version it was Dennis Rodman.
Oh, it would have been Horace Grant. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it probably would have been Horace Grant. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, dang. But then
later on,
they replaced Horace with Dennis Rodman because he was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure.
That I do know. I do know NBA Jam facts, son.
Okay, Luke, name two NBA players other than Michael Jordan who were in Space Jam. And I'll give you a hint. Oh. One of them has already been mentioned so far during this trivia.
I'm going to go with Magic Johnson.
Nope.
Oh. Well, what was my other guess?
Don't say the bunny girl.
Oh, Shaquille O'Neal.
Nope.
Running out of players, I know.
You said you got one right earlier.
You have mentioned one of them has been mentioned.
You got one earlier.
Rickenbacker.
Orville Redenbacher, no. And also Red Auerbach never played in the NBA. But that's fine. Okay, this will be tougher because I know James knows at least two. James, can you name every one of the Monstars, the actual players who the Monstars took their skills from?
Oh crap! No, I would only know two of the other people.
Okay, name as many as you can.
Wait, of the players that played in the game?
The Monstars stole the skills of the players. So who are those five players?
I know one of them, I'm pretty sure one of them was Larry Johnson because he played for the Charlotte Hornets. And so
good one. That's not the hardest. That's probably the hardest one to get would be Larry Johnson.
Oh, no, I know him because my uncle went to UNLV with him. So I actually met Larry Johnson and Stacey Ogman when they first got drafted. So to the Hawks and the Hornets. So, and I used to have the rookie cards. Bugsy Bogues.
That was the one, Luke, that we've mentioned already. Yeah, that was the one that you already got. He was the little monster. He was a little monster. Muggsy. One of them's really obvious. You have to know.
Charles Barkley was the
big one.
There you
go. I'll never date Madonna again. One of the greatest lines ever uttered in a film. Charles saying to the therapist, "I'll never date Madonna again." That is, losing his skills was karma for dating Madonna.
And Patrick Ewing was one, I'm pretty
sure. Yeah. Yeah, that's the fourth.
And I don't know the
one
other
more.
I don't know the other one. I want to say Larry Bird, but I don't think that's right.
Actually, the fifth one's kind of sad because I think he just got into a car accident, but he lives in Utah.
Oh.
He's a Utah white guy, tall white guy.
That's why I thought it was Larry Bird, but it's not Larry Bird. It's somebody else.
Yeah. Actually, almost as tall or maybe taller than Manute Bol. Sean Bradley.
Okay.
Yeah. He was probably the least successful career of the five.
I was going to say, yeah.
But he was, he's like 7 foot. Four, I think. Wow. And big old
how tall was Dikembe Mutombo?
7'1". He was 7'1".
And then go ahead. Well, you're probably gonna have this question. Who's the guy that is like not in my house?
That's Dikembe. Like,
yeah, that's what I thought. I thought that was him.
Yeah, and it's funny because when my son was little, I got to find the video to send you, but he used to go, no, 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 and wag his finger exactly like Dikembe. And so I kept fostering.
Not in
my
house.
He doesn't do it as much anymore, but yeah, he would go, no, no. And so my hope is that he'll start doing it again because he plays, he shoots hoops a lot, but when he can actually play basketball, my life would be made if he blocks some little kid's shot and then does the Dikembe finger. Because you guys know my son's a powerful young man, so he's not gonna want to be messed with by these kids. And he's got some Creveston blood in him. So okay. Oh, this one you might get, Luke. This one you might get.
All right.
This is film related.
All right, Luke.
And Nike related. This is it, Luke. You can get back in the game here.
Come on, Luke, for all the points.
Oh, and James, I guess that gives you a fifth one, so it's 5-1.
Okay, that's fine.
James is running away with it. Okay, here comes the big comeback. What legendary film director acted in Nike commercials with Michael Jordan and has been a fixture at New York Knicks games for decades? And I will give you a hint. He is an African American.
Oh, I was going to guess Spielberg, but that's
yeah. Well, I figured I saw the wheels turning in your head. Do you want me to repeat the question?
No, I got the question. I have no idea.
Do the right thing, Luke.
Think
do the right thing, Luke.
Legendary black film directors.
Who's the most famous black film director? Don't say Tyler Perry. Who's the most? Do the right thing.
I don't know. I'm gonna pass.
Black Klansman.
I haven't seen that.
Spike Lee, man.
Oh, Spike Lee. Okay. Oh man, I thought I was giving you one, Luke.
I thought that was just easy, right, for him. That's not.
I've had a fever all week. On the tail end of getting
you know
over
what?
This.
Luke is playing hurt, and as the judge. I'm going to give Luke a handicap. No, Luke gets a second point just for playing hurt, for being here. So it's currently 6-2. Luke is still in it. He's still in it. Okay, here we go, Luke. Here's another one tailor-made for you. Name the two NBA teams that played in Canada in the 90s. One of them is no longer in Canada. They moved to Memphis.
the Mets and the Bears.
Okay, hold on. I'm gonna give you half a point because it was the Vancouver Grizzlies, and that is a bear. So technically, that's a bear. They now you see Memphis,
the Memphis
there,
Grizzlies.
The Grizzlies. I'll give you a hint, Luke. The other one for another half point,
Drake.
Is on this board right behind me. It is here one of these logos here.
Come on, you see Drake play. You see Drake at their games. Come on, man.
And they are still in Canada. I'll even give you the city. They're in Toronto.
They're in Toronto. There you go.
The Warriors?
Oh,
no.
What?
Okay. It's not the Warriors.
You think I'd be a fan of the Toronto Warriors? I got the shirt on.
First of all, there would never be a Canadian team with the name Warriors in it at all. It'd be like the Toronto.
Yeah. Peacemakers.
Yeah, exactly.
the Toronto huggers.
The Toronto apologizers. Like, there would never be. The fact that their mascot is as vicious as it is already kind of like off-putting for a Canadian team. Yeah.
For real? That's a Canadian basketball team?
Yeah.
Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors. Drake is at all their games.
Well, yeah, Drake is a big. So, James.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, 6-2 still. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Okay, Luke. What NBA Hall of Famer has, among many others, the nicknames The Diesel, The Big Aristotle, and The Hobo Master? And I'll give you a hint. You've kind of said his name at some point during this, but
wait, what was the last one? What was the hobo
master? I wrote all of these questions.
I never heard of that one.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that one either. It was on a list of obscure. A lot of them give away his name, so right. Like I knew the Big Diesel, I knew the Big Aristotle, but I saw Hobo Master and I just thought it was
funny.
So yeah, so.
When I hear Hobo Master, I think of Larry Bird.
Start with the Diesel. Start with Diesel.
Don't go Hobo Master's over there. Don't go Hobo Master. So just think the Big Diesel and the Big Aristotle.
Here, hold up. I'll give you a hint. They wrote a song about him and Kobe. The other most famous.
I know who Kobe is. I mean,
yeah. Well, who played with him? Who played with him when he won a bunch of rings and stuff? Who was the other big guy?
No, LeBron.
LeBron never won a. Did LeBron win a ring with Kobe? They never won a championship together. Yeah.
No. Kobe retired.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought they could kind of overcover, but I guess not. No. Come on, dude. He's huge.
They're all huge.
Hold on. Here you go. He played for the Mets.
I love it how James is your competitor. And he's like browbeating you when you're getting the answer right.
His first team was the Orlando Magic that he ever played for.
And Magic Johnson.
Okay, and you know what you just did, James? You just gave away my next question.
I'm sorry.
No, you're okay. He was never going to get it.
Shaquille
O'Neal.
Shaq Diesel. Yeah.
I've never heard of him referred that way before.
Oh, really? Yeah. As soon as you said Diesel, then I knew right away.
Okay.
I mean, if Shazam was in there, I mean,
hey. I was just going to say that was your softball. I was going to give you a point because I was going to say what film did he star in. I'm going to give you a point for that. But James also gets a point for helping you.
But it's not Shazam. It's Kazam.
Oh, Kazam. Oh, you got it wrong.
Everyone gets that wrong. You're right. It's one of those weird things.
I know. It was Kazam. I wasn't even paying attention. So James has 7. Luke has 2. Very feeble 2. It really should be 1.5. But James is definitely – I like how James was slightly worried that he wouldn't win this. This is some of the worst NBA knowledge.
I really was concerned because I'm like, oh, I don't know that much, but I guess I know more than I realize I know.
Oh, and Luke, do you want to, I asked Luke, I was kind of testing his knowledge a while back, and I asked him kind of one of the questions, like who the tallest player was in the NBA or something like that. And he said a name, he threw a name out there of, he meant to say Yao Ming.
Yeah, I was about to say, did you say Yao Ming?
Do you want to know what you did? Do you want to say what you thought his name was, Luke?
Chowman.
He's like, what is it? Is it that Chowman guy? Which guy is he?
At least you didn't say Jeremy Lin or something like that. That would have been weirder.
Yeah, but Chowman. I mean, he's calling Chowmain. Like, that's probably the worst.
I got the Min part right, and that's the.
It's Ming.
Yao
Ming.
Ming. Ming.
Oh.
Ming. And he actually he's the reason that the NBA ever caught on in China. Like, they wouldn't have, the Chinese wouldn't have ever.
Well, no, the NBA was really big. Basketball was really growing in China.
Yeah,
it
but
exploded with Yao Ming.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. He, like, really, like, kind of breached the.
But that's the other thing. The funny thing with China is they do love, like, the big stars, but they love their own players. And so because Yao Ming played for the Rockets, it seems so random that, like, Houston, because they don't have a very large – I mean, they're a diverse city, but, like, when you think of heavy – Chinese populations, you think of, like, especially San Francisco, my hometown. Yeah, so there's, like, all the Houston fans in China. Okay, so what I was gonna ask, Luke, and actually you might have even forgotten by now, you might still get it wrong. What Walt Disney World adjacent team drafted Shaq in the 1990s? And literally James already said it during.
What city?
I'll give you a hint. You're wearing their colors right now. Essentially, you're wearing their colors.
Wait, no, hold on. What city are all the Disney parks in Florida?
Orlando.
Okay, that's one part. So what's the second part? And who's
Jazz?
No.
I already said the Utah Jazz.
Who was the most famous? Besides Kobe, who's the most famous Los Angeles Laker you know? You said it earlier, like three times.
LeBron?
No, the other one. He also owns the Dodgers. Goodness gracious. Like pulling teeth here.
Shaquille?
No! That's what we're asking about! Holy crap.
Yes, I'm a big fan of the Orlando Shaquilles. That's my favorite team. Let's go, Shaquille! Rah, rah, sis, boomba!
The Orlando Magic, dude. The Orlando Magic.
Magic Johnson was what he was going
for. Yeah, that's what I was trying to get. Because you had said it like three times. He'd said Magic Johnson's name like three times.
I will say this is the greatest episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast ever. I am so honored to have been a part of this. This was fabulous. We should do this more often. This should be like a running Luke sports trivia. Let's do NFL next. Do you have any other NFL players who have comedy podcasts that want to come on the show? So we can do it.
I wish we had an MMA fighter who had a comedy podcast, not Brendan Schaub, because
I don't know. I don't know because MMA fighters sometimes they can be wacky fellas.
Well, like Jason Mayhem Miller and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Any sports,
I don't know that. You know. I don't know that the Clean Comedy Podcast is the place.
No, for, I used to have MMA guys hang out at my house and stuff. It'd be fine. It'd be fine. I'm not worried about it. Is there any more questions? Is that all of them?
So James has won. It's like 10-2. It's really 10-1.5. Like the official score is 8-2. But This was not a strong performance from Luke.
Well, we knew that coming into it, Luke wasn't going to, like, dominate. But, like, I thought he would do a little bit better because those were pretty softball questions, most of them. At least I thought so. But maybe – did you not watch any sports growing up?
I didn't watch any basketball. Like, my family was into the Lakers. But that doesn't mean I watched anything.
My family was into the Lakers so much so that I thought Magic Johnson played for the Jazz. how into the Lakers.
Hold up. I will give you all my points if you can name what rival basketball team was the longest rival and probably still is the largest rival to the Los Angeles Lakers.
He's not going to get it. There's not a chance.
They're the biggest rivals. They actually, at one time, both were back and forth for the most championships. Now I don't think that's true anymore, but they used to be.
No, yeah, it's so true.
Is it still?
They have, their rival has the most championships of any team ever.
All right, the team that pops into my head is the Hornets.
Okay.
You know what I love, Luke? Let me just jump in real quick. Sorry. You know what I love is that actually, if you knew the NBA and you were trying to be sarcastic and funny, that would have been the team you chose because they're maybe the worst franchise in the history of sports. And actually, Michael Jordan is the owner of the Hornets now. Oh. But in the 90s, they had a couple good teams.
Yeah.
But like Glenn Larry Rice, Johnson I love Glenn Rice and Larry Johnson. Like there was a short little stint where the Hornets were good. but like literally they've never sniffed a championship before. That's hilarious.
Here you go. This team has probably the most famous white basketball player of all time.
I love how much James wants you to see. I do. This is like the sweetest. This may be also the sweetest episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast because James just so wants you to succeed and he keeps trying to help you. But every time he tries to help you, it just makes it look worse.
Oh, do you know movies? Okay. It's a 1990s movie that Judd Apatow actually wrote with Colin Quinn and stars Damon Wayans, where Dan Aykroyd and Daniel Stern kidnap somebody. The name of the team is in the film, and it's something Pride.
That is way too obscure of a reference.
What?
There's no way. There's no way. Okay, listen, I can speak Luke a little bit better. Let me help out a little
bit.
Okay.
Everyone's going to be mad at me like, what are you talking about, James?
Yeah. Luke,
what's that movie though?
Do you have The Luck of the Irish? What team would you most associate with Ireland and green and that's located in New England?
The Clippers.
The Clippers are in L.A., man.
I don't know.
You know what's funny, Luke? You live like 20 minutes from the Clippers stadium.
I've been there.
Okay, wait. Do you know who Magic Johnson's rival basketball player was?
No.
You've said his name already multiple times tonight. And he was in Space Jam, not as a player, but he was
I think it was a commentator or something. Oh, yeah.
No, he was just playing golf with Michael.
He's a white guy. He's super tall.
Larry's not white. Larry's clear.
Larry Bird.
Okay, what team did he play for?
They wear green. Orville Redenbacher was the coach of that team. He didn't coach Larry, but he was the legendary coach that won all those championships. You've been like dancing around this team the whole time with Red Auerbach, a.k.a. Orville Redenbacher, with Larry Bird.
The Reds.
No, the green. Well, first of all, they're green. Remember, they're green?
They're green. They're the most Irish team that will ever exist in any sport besides Notre Dame.
Yeah. The Boston Celtics.
Oh.
Have you never seen the movie Celtic Pride with Damon Wayans where Dan Aykroyd and Daniel Stern
I haven't even seen that movie.
Oh, really? I love that movie. You know, that was like one of Judd Apatow's like first things.
I knew as soon as you started saying that, I speak Luke. And I saw as soon as you were like going like all these actors and all this stuff. And I saw Luke just like, no, he's checking out. Luke is he's got his like, suitcase, he's out the door.
I was like, scary movie, Knocked Up. I was like
fair enough. But I
didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture.
It's a really good movie though. Bill Murray's in Space Jam.
I know, but there's a line when Bill Murray comes on the court in Space Jam, Danny DeVito's character says, I didn't know Dan Aykroyd was in this picture.
Oh, okay.
Essentially insulting Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, yeah.
So.
Got you. I forgot about that. I haven't seen Space Jam in a while, although it's been on TV lately a lot.
I have seen Space Jam 4,792 times. Wow. Well, maybe not quite that, but I owned it on DVD. As a kid, I watched it like it was like a constant loop.
I've probably seen it Space Jam twice, maybe three times, and that's it.
Luke, have you seen Space Jam, right?
At least once.
Clearly not enough. Because I was like, my only hope with you, Luke, was that I knew you had seen Space Jam, but that like you'd watched it enough that you knew it. And also sneakers. But when you didn't get the Jordan 11s, I knew, we are in trouble tonight.
Yeah, it's been like, I consider this, when I see a movie, like, in my preteens, that I wasn't even, like, alive then. Because, like, you watch a movie again, and then you're like, oh, I understand this movie now. You know, yeah. So.
Could you name anybody on the 1992 Dream Team? Right, that was the big one, right? 1992.
He doesn't even know what the Dream Team is.
That went to the Olympics. Like they were. It was the first time they allowed professional.
The greatest team ever assembled.
Was it the first time they allowed professional basketball players to actually play in the Olympics?
Well, it was not that they allowed it, but America, we felt like we were so much better than the rest of the world. We didn't need to send great players. We would send our college players. They were great players later on, but they were college players. They would send amateur players.
Right,
and then. We didn't do quite as well. And so they're like, all right, let's get the crew together.
We're bringing
so
the A-team, son.
Michael Jordan and like all of the best players except for Isaiah Thomas all assembled, and it's literally the greatest collection of the greatest team of all time.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Can you name anybody on that team besides Michael Jordan? Come on, you got to know at least one.
I was gonna say Michael, but I mean, you know,
okay,
I jumped the gun on that one.
Well,
the funny thing is, Luke, like you said, like all of the player, like half the team you've already talked about.
Yeah,
but you know, what'd be funny. I still want to see if you'll get it because you've said a lot of the players, but. Name one.
Magic Johnson.
Yeah!
Yes! Okay. What player on the Golden State Warriors, my team, was on the Dream Team?
No, I don't think it was his season that he played.
Actually, can James answer that one? That might be tough. That might not even... Luke, I was kidding, but...
Well, I know Mullins was big back then, but I don't think that was the team he was on. I think he went later. Did he go on a later team? Like
Mullins?
96?
You mean Mullin? Are you unless you're talking about the NFL quarterback Nick Mullins who played for the 49ers? No,
was it Chris Mullin or was it Mullins?
Chris Mullin. Chris Mullin. Yeah, he played.
Was it that team or the team after?
He may have played in 96 as well, but he was on the 92 team.
Okay, he was. Okay.
He was on the Dream Team.
Because you know how I know
mid-range jumper Mullen.
I used to have all the cups, like because they had cups at that time. Nice. Like came out with all the Dream Team and stuff or whatever. So, and actually, the hardest one to get was Jordan. By the way, he was the hardest one to get. You would get Chris Mullen, or you get Larry Bird, or you get like David Robinson, and that's like it was like the three that I got all the time. And I'm like, come on, man, give me a Magic or a Jordan, what we call it.
So Luke. Do you have a favorite player in the NBA other than Stacey King?
No.
Favorite player of all time?
Not really.
Have you actually watched a basketball game from beginning to end?
Yes, in 2006.
I remember the
Silver Valley Trojans.
I you know what? That's my fault. That's on me. Bad question. Because I said basketball game. I meant NBA game, but you actually answered it correctly because I just said basketball. So you was on your high school team?
It was. And it was very enjoyable. I had a good time.
Got it.
What is your favorite sport, Luke? What's your favorite sport to watch?
I don't really have a favorite sport. I guess hockey, if I'm gonna watch something.
Who's your hockey team?
I don't know. What's LA? The Kings? Let's go with the Kings.
Oh wow, look at that.
I used to do hockey trivia once.
I mean, I just love that you guessed for the team that's located in New England. You guessed the team that is closest to your apartment in the entire US.
Do you know where the Clippers originally were based out of?
No.
They were San Diego. They were the San Diego Clippers.
I would have guessed a different state.
A long time ago.
I got one for you, Luke. Where were the Utah Jazz originally located? You got to know this one.
Why would
because
I know this?
Think about the fact that they're the Jazz. Oh,
New Orleans.
There you go. That's like the most ironic thing that like the Jazz are in Utah. Not exactly like the birthplace of jazz, you know.
You're right, right.
Wait, where do you know where the Lakers were originally from?
That's a hard one. He's not going to get that.
It's Michigan. The land of 10,000 lakes.
Michigan.
Yeah, Minneapolis. Actually, that's pretty close that he got.
You did get Michigan. That's all right.
That
I'll
was
give
really
you that.
Close.
That was close. It's Minnesota, though. But yeah,
Minnesota. Way to go, Luke. That was close.
All right. There you
I know some geography.
Probably if I would have said the line of 10,000 lakes before he said Michigan, he probably would have got it. I think, right? Because you would have known that.
No, I would have. No.
Okay. All right. So what we're going to do next time. So thank you everybody for listening. What we're going to do next time is we're going to do hockey trivia because that seems to be what Luke knows. So maybe we'll do that. Maybe we'll do a hockey one, a baseball one, a football one. We can't do MMA because nobody will know about me. So that won't be fair.
Nikolai Khabibulin, hockey, right? Right, Luke, that's your guy, Nikolai Khabibulin.
It's probably Jaromir Jagr. To be
honest. I stopped watching after Gretzky. So, you know, that's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't even know who Jaromir Jagr is?
Is that a drink?
Yes, Jaromir Jagermeister. That's his name. Yarmir Yager played for the Pittsburgh Penguins, and he actually like played for forever. And I think now he's like a coach or owner of the team, but he's like one of the best hockey players of all time besides Gretzky.
Yeah, my hockey knowledge is not impressive. All right,
well, then we're
all.
Not gonna.
It's
we're not gonna
the same
do well
as basketball.
What about baseball?
You know what I would love to do is like I don't know if you. Oh, you probably couldn't have the rights for on YouTube, so it wouldn't work. Maybe, but like to do like, or maybe you could to do like a watch party of like a classic NBA game, like one of the Ooh. Great games ever, and have Luke there, like three of us, but have Luke like kind of doing color commentary and like, you know, trying to break down the game. So like I'll kick it to him and be like, Luke, what happened here on that pick and roll? Why do you think that they didn't?
That guy gave it to that guy, but he didn't pass to the other guy. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you, everybody, for this. I don't even know what to think. Because I wanted him to win. Like, I really wanted him to win. Like, that's who I am as a person.
All I know is I wouldn't even say thank you all for listening. You're welcome for listening to this episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast. This is the greatest episode. It's been an honor to be here for this.
What we're going to do, I think we'll probably do some trivia for Stacey King, too, because I think it'll probably be fun to do some stuff with him as well. But
I don't know. I have a lot planned for Stacey.
Okay,
I have a lot. I have a lot in the can for Stacey.
All right, perfect. So, Luke, will you be joining us on the Stacey King episode? I'm not going to kick you out, so you can join us no matter what. It's up
no,
to
I'm going to I'm gonna let the pros handle that.
You're going to bow out. Okay. So next episode, after this episode, is going to be Stacey King. So do not miss it. It's going to be awesome. You hear how much David knows about basketball. You hear a little bit that I know about basketball. Not enough to get me in trouble.
No, you did a good job.
Enough to get me in trouble, but not enough to hang with them, obviously. But thank you so much for listening. Luke, where can people find you?
Luke LaCoy on all the social media.
And David, where can people find you?
David Studebaker on IG and Twitter, Studebaker Comedy on TikTok. And davidstudebaker.com for all your davidstudebaker.com needs. Hey, and buy Lone Star Lance, the world's greatest comedy thriller novel on Amazon.
It is a fantastic novel. Yeah, no, it's fantastic.
Thank you, James.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Please like, subscribe, please leave reviews. It helps us. We switched over to Spreaker, so you're probably going to hear ads. Please listen to those. It helps fund the podcast. Again, I don't want to have to take any money from anybody. Luke is already making me go in debt for this show. So please like, subscribe, and listen to the ads. Have a great week, and thank you. Bye.